Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, my friends, and my guests. Once again, welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. It is so great, and it's truly a blessing to be back with you again today with some great music, great conversation, because this is your station for Christ transformation. Man, look, you know how we do, man. We're going to go ahead and go to the stations. We might get into a little brief topic, according to how the Spirit of God leaves on my heart to move. But right now, if you're at your computer, if you're on your phone, your tablet, go ahead and go to Facebook, go to Renew Radio, click on the first link, and join us online, or you can call in. If you want to use your phone and listen to us live, the number is 917-889-7068. That's 917-889-7068. You can call in and just talk to me, man. Just want to see how y'all doing. While we get in to this track from my boy, EJ, out of, I think, Greensboro, the Triad area, I just say that. But this is his song from his album, No Silence. It's called Can't Wait. Check it out.
Brother,
the second time through and be real with. Cause they put my focus right back where it's supposed to be.
That was my man EJ with Can't Wait off of his album, No Silence. Here is Raymond and Kim Larkin with their new one called Celebrate Love. Check it out.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Raymond and Kim Larkin with Celebrate Love. Man, it's always a good time to celebrate love because Jesus is love. And to celebrate him on a daily basis, it doesn't do anything but it brings joy to your heart. Man, this is Renewal Radio. I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. You know, I was looking at some things on Facebook and Twitter, things of that nature, because I like to know what's going on in the world at times. And, you know, now that they got social media and everything, they actually show you basically the same things that will go on TV. And so since I don't actually have cable and nor am I going to get it, I was just looking at some things. And it's this new show. I don't know if it's new to me. It's called The Preachers. I was looking at it, and they had some guests up there today. I think it was Monique and her husband. And they were talking about relationships and basically having an open relationship. And so, you know, from a standpoint of the believers, you know, when I looked at the final video, he brought it out what he truly felt about it. But when you talk about the standard of the body of Christ or just representing Christ, you know, sometimes we feel like because people say, well, you ain't supposed to judge me, this and this and that. First of all, you're already judged. You're already judged by the Father. And we're nothing but vessels. But if you don't profess yourself to be a believer, then obviously, you know, something like that is typical. And, you know, but if you are going to say, well, I can't judge them, we can't. But that doesn't mean I have to agree with you. I'm not going to debate over it, but that's just like if I told you not to come on my property and not walk on my grass and you do it anyway, then of course I'm going to address you. So, you know, just for the body of Christ, whoever, don't be afraid to stand up for your Father. Don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. Because the word says, if you deny me in front of men, I will deny you in heaven. And I ain't trying to get denied. That don't mean you got to cause a riot. Because most likely people are not going to receive what you say anyway if they're not followers themselves. But, you know, I just look at a lot of things going on TV and it's like, you know, now that I am a follower of Christ, and used to be in the world, used to have fun in the world, used to enjoy the world. Now it's time for me and my brothers and sisters to step up to say, regardless of what the consequences may be, I'm not worried about what somebody can do to my body, but I'm only fearful of what somebody can do to my soul, and I don't want to lose my soul. So I will stand up for Christ at all costs. And so when you get a mindset that you're going to stand up for Christ no matter what the situation is, then that's when God can use you like Paul and Moses and those people, because he knows you will not deny him, and Peter. So we're going back to the stations. Look, check out my man Marcus Boyd, man. Marcus Boyd, he's the newest Christian hip-hop artist on the scene. A Christian rap artist on the scene. And so his EP called I Pray For You is out now. You can go check out his video on YouTube. But this is another single by Marcus. It's called Glory to God. Check it out.
Bye. the church, I was taught the Baptist way about the Holy Ghost. Now dancing is giving God praise, and when you shouting and speaking in tongues, let the roof be raised. The conversation you engage between you and him is deep. It's like watching the Passion of the Christ film. That's why God created a special lingo so the devil can't entangle to understand the service God has for you and his holy plan. Let me expand my lyrical Bible verse by putting God first. I'm releasing my own self to the dirt, cause he raised me up to be a new creature, showing the changes God made us like a new feature. Louis Macklin, the preacher, said I need to open up myself more so God can reach her. I said, Yolanda can open her heart, and so can I. Using my scars and bruises, I call it life so I can testify. The miracles that he provides, I have a Malachi in my life, kissing my wife, cause having her love me is the ultimate prize. And you see tears in my eyes, it's nothing but joy, cause finally I got a father, something I didn't have as a boy. Glory to God that Jesus was with me when the devil was tempting me. I prayed for my enemies because they wanted to see me fall by the sword. But I can't because I was delivered by grace, and me and God is on one accord. I know it's hard for Lucifer to lose another soul. And since I freely asked to be forgiven of my sins, I put God in control. I know a lot of the heads was going to roll. They ain't think Mark was going to get on his feet. They ain't think God was going to use him to speak. But look at me now, the devil's worst nightmare. I got my weapons to bid on my spiritual legacy. And since I'm falling the road ahead of me, God told Jesus it's all right for him to bless me consistently. Because he wants me to use my gifts to be a change in this industry. Mama Betty, thank you for taking me in when I was a runaway. Thank you for raising me and giving me that spiritual foundation. That way I can give to my son. And I can't forget about you, Grandma Mary. I promise it's been over 20 years since you've been gone, but glory to God, my wife Martina, you know, made it right with me and my mom. Now we got a better relationship. And I promise your great-grandson Malachi will always know about your legacy. Glory to God.
Yeah, that was Marcus Boy with Glory to God. Here is Trizzy Trey with Keep Me Focused off his album Focus, which is out now. Go on SoundCloud, type in Trizzy Trey. That's TRIZZYTRE. Go ahead and download that album Focus, man. It'll bless your life. Check it out.
On my mind, I gotta stop wasting time. I have to do what I was designed to do, sit down and write these rhymes. Where should I begin? Can't focus on where I've been. Can't live a life of sin. Gotta focus on what's within. Lord, come and live inside my heart and come to cleanse my mind, take over my life. I'm on my knees praying, crying to you, Lord, to take away my pain and misery, all the sin and the iniquities. Lord, I'm tired of being held in captivity. Give me the ability to say no to temptation and all these sinful activities.
Lord, keep me focused. Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken. When I feel broken and I'm at my lowest. And I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus. Lord, help me focus. Lord, keep me focused. Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken. When I feel broken and I'm at my lowest. And I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus. Lord, help me focus.
Lord, how can this be that you choose to use someone like me? When so many times I did you wrong, my mind has been gone. I did not be in a Christian so many times, it should be a crime. But you decided to still love me, never took your hand off of me. At night when I cried and called on thee, you was there to comfort me. You told me to lay my life at the altar and wait patiently. Better days and greatness is on the way, just trust in me. And I will be there with you, no matter what you go through. So with that, Lord, all I ask is that.
Lord, keep me focused. Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken. When I feel broken, and I'm at my lowest. And I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus. Lord, help me focus. Lord, keep me focused. Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken. When I feel broken, and I'm at my lowest. And I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus. Lord, help me focus.
Take me, Lord, use me, Lord. I'm tired of living a life that doesn't involve you. I used to battle every day to follow you. I follow the world's way. Now I know that I would do things your way, your way only. As you use me, I will make sure you get the glory. No matter who doesn't want to hear my story, I will tell my testimony and be courageous, relentless, anointed, and the example. And make sure that I crave you. I know now that you came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Suddenly, I have the urge to go crazy and praise you until the shackles fall off that the world threw my way.
Lord, keep me focused, Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken, when I feel broken. And I'm at my lowest, and I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus, Lord, help me focus. Lord, keep me focused, Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken, when I feel broken. And I'm at my lowest, and I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus, Lord, help me focus. Lord, keep me focused, Lord, keep me focused when I feel broken, when I feel broken. And I'm at my lowest, and I'm at my lowest. Lord, help me focus.
Yeah, that was Tracy Trey with Keep Me Focused, man. In this world today, everything is going on. And even just before all this craziness in the world has happened, we got to stay focused. And if we don't, if we're not focused, we'll end up taking matters into our own hands. And so taking matters into our own hands is not always the best solution. And so, you know, that's why Jesus is the only person that can give us the ability to do the things for ourselves that we can't do on our own, like stay focused, because it takes effort from us. But in order for us to get that other half that we need Jesus, because the word talks about how Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches. And apart from him, we can do nothing. So basically, if there's no vine, there can be no branches, because the root of the branches comes from the vine. And so if the vine doesn't exist, then the branches can't exist. So if Jesus doesn't exist in our lives, love can't exist in our lives. If Jesus doesn't exist in our lives, patience can't exist in our lives. See, we can do something on our own temporarily, but in the end, if it's not giving glory to God, then it really don't matter anyway. So, that was a good track from my boy Tracy Trey, and he has new music coming out. I'll let y'all know when he has that music coming soon to a radio station near you and give you some more music from my boy Tracy Trey if you continue to like his music as well as the whole Ill Life family. Man, you know, sometimes when I'm just sitting here on this radio station, I might just get into the spirit for a moment while the music is playing. Just ask God what he wants me to say, what he wants me to speak. And right now, whatever I've spoken so far, that's all he wanted me to do. He wanted me to play music that gives him glory. He wanted me to talk about the situation. And so, you know, if y'all have any questions, like I said, y'all can call and ask. The number is 917-889-7068. And if I can't give you the answer, then I can find somebody who can help me give you the answer, because I don't know everything, and neither does anyone else. But, you know, that's why we have the body of Christ. If we have any questions concerning salvation, or you know, if you don't even know who Jesus is, because some people don't even know Jesus exists, or different religions. You know, I won't debate, I won't argue on this show. That's one thing that I will not do, because I feel like if you don't agree with what I agree with, and vice versa, we don't see eye to eye, then I can't convince you. The only thing I can do is show you by the life that I live and the gospel that God has given me in my heart to preach to the world, to show you that Jesus truly exists. And most likely, as much as a person talks about the Lord, you're going to see Jesus truly exist in your life when that person builds a relationship with you and you have a consistent lifestyle that operates in the fruits of the Spirit that Christ has had, that Christ represents his characteristics, which is love, patience, peace, joy. And that's a daily battle. So we got to make sure that we're operating in those fruits on a daily basis and by staying connected to the Spirit of God. So, family, as we are winding down here on Renewed Radio, we are scheduled to air again next Monday at 6 p.m. So if anything else occurs during that period of time, I will inform you and let you know. But I pray that this week, man, that just focus on your calling. And for those people who don't know Christ, focus on just being open to have a relationship with Jesus Christ for 30 days. I really encourage you to listen to the station 94.1 for the people who are in the Greensboro Triad area. That station is called K-Love Radio. And I really encourage you to listen to that. That music will really bless you. I really love K-Love Radio. I really love K-Love. So it's great. It's transformation music. I mean, really. It really speaks to your heart and just not, you know, just something that will help you to shout and scream. But it speaks to your situations. It speaks to the things that you're going through currently. And you never know. It could be something that can minister to your heart and touch it. So I encourage you, if you haven't built a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you know you haven't, I encourage you to go listen to K-Love Radio. You can also listen to it on the internet. You can stream it. Just type in www.klove.com, and they always have somebody up there with an encouraging word. So definitely tune in to K-Love Radio. It's like the best radio station on the planet. So if we want to talk about helping our youth, and especially our black youth, since Black Lives Matter, if Black Lives Matter, let's help our kids to stop listening to music from their favorite artists that's talking about killing black lives. Because if black lives truly matter, it really starts in your overall lifestyle. So if you believe Black Lives Matter and you're black, you're African-American, check the music that you're listening to. And also check out these artists that you're listening to who you love so much. What are they talking about? So it's easy to promote a campaign of Black Lives Matter after an incident happens. But when you go back to your regular life, you got an album called Shoot 'Em Up, Shoot 'Em Up. Or I kill the police, or I kill my homeboy, or whatever. But you're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. See, it's deception out there. So people really watch, young people really observe what you're watching and take it into initiative to make a change. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam Pete. I will see you. Y'all have a great afternoon. Peace.